I just want to make obviously because the beginning of this Zman was a little chaotic. Everyone's flight plans, etc. So I decided to take an interesting side topic, which I'm sure everyone opened up a lot of new dimensions to people's understanding of life. I just like to make a summary. There's a Mishnah Psochim. Holach Mimokom Lamokom. That's all the same words. Same words here, the same words here. Mokom, and we're talking about a specific minig of doing melacha erev Pesach in the morning. There were places that the minig was not to do melacha, so because there's so much to do erev Pesach, and there was many places this, and going from one place to the other. Now, Rav Arshi introduces a brand new idea. The brand new idea he introduces is Daito Lachzer or Ein Daito Lachzer. Now, with this in mind, the question is, what is the Ukimta of the Mishnah? We have a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, the simple pshat in the Rambam, as adopted by the Gra and the Shach, is that he's talking about Ein Daito Lachzer. And that I always have the minig Mokom Shiyotza Mishom, but I also pick up the minig Mokom Shalach Mishom. It's talking about Ein Daito Lachzer. Another group of Rishonim say the Mishnah is talking about Daito Lachzer. And Daito Lachzer, Yilchim Mokom Shiyotza Misham Maholach Lashem. And some say the Mishnah is Letzdodim. What does that mean? Half the Mishnah is Daito Lachzer, half the Mishnah is not Daito Lachzer. What's the difference? If you say it's Letzdodim, so it means you always have the minig of where you are. And you never pick up the chumras in the Mokom Shalach Lashon. Mishnah's not talking about that bechlal. That's something else, Masechta Derech Eretz. Okay, these are the three mahalachim. The mahalach of the Rambam, in one sense, is the smoothest pshat in the Gemara. However, if you take a look, the simple psak in the Shulchan Aruch is a stira. In Simon Tov Samaches, Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, Hilchos Mimokom Sholson, Mokom Shein Olson, Lo Yase B'Yishuv, Mibnei Amachokas, Avol Olson, Hu B'Midbo, Hilchos Mimokom Shein Olson, Mokom Shein Olson, Lo Yase, quote straight the Rambam, verbatim the Rambam. You always have the only thing you have of Chumim Mokom Shabbos, some don't do anything in public. You don't want to cross machlokas and people. Okay. That's if I have a hair. Okay. But if you take a look in Siman Tov Reishir Dalet in Yaradeya, he says, no, Yavashitim. What to do with it? Okay. The halacha. No one passes. Either they totally reinterpret the Rambam in the Mechaba, well, they just reject the Rambam. Lahaloch. The Shach says the steer in the Mechaba. He learns a simple pshat, and he says, we don't pass like the Rambam. So, me, the halacha, you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, that means no one holds the halacha lemaisa, that you have, if you leave a place, you have minag mokum shayat, the sheet is a Rambam. Okay, that's, no. On the other hand, here we run into a major issue. If you take that, what about in vain daito lachzor? So you like the new place you came to. What about if daito lachzor? What is the issue? Here you have a major machlokas between the Rosh and the Ramban. The Rosh says no. Midine minig, I have minig wherever I am. And they are machokas. So if I do it in privately, I do it privately. But in public, I'm not allowed to do it. Fine. The Rosh then goes another step, and even more, and says, since we're only talking about a minig, it is. So, mimnei asholam yivavatal a minig. If what you're gonna do is gonna cause machlokas, you can do even lahokel against minig mokum shiotzam isha. Shalom is more important than any minig. People should remember that. It's a very important hashkafa solam. Okay.
Right.
What's relax? Take it easy. Yes. He says where he's talking where there is no shaila of a isidoraisa. Okay. Now that's okay. That's the Rosh. The Ramban says no. Because of their machlokas, I have to accept the minhagim of Mikam Shabolashon while I am there. And it's also even Bitsinah. Major difference. What is the Psak of Shulchan Aruch on this? And the question is, what is the mechanism that it is? Do you, if it is Midin Neder, so you can have Hataras Nadara. If it is from some other thing, Hataras Nadara is irrelevant. That means the Gemara in Nadara, is very clear that it seems to be Midan Neder. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Resh, you're a day of Siman Resh, the Mechaba begins with the Rosh, and the Rosh takes the Gemara and the Dorim straight. Okay. Dorim HaMutarim, HaYodim Bahem, we're not getting into Tos yet. Shehei mutarim, nagu ba iser havi ki ilu kibum aleim ben neder. The aser lahatiram bohem. If a person knows, he's very clear, something is mutar, but you're doing it as a minig, it's a neder, you're not allowed to say it's mutar. Hilkach, misha rogel hisanos taneos shiltnei rosh hashan. Some people during slichas have a tainus. So we're not talking about a here. That is a minig of tefillah, tshuva, and the like. It's not talking about a gedda. Or a tzersi may tshuva. Sholecho botar or just the ayim, or a shchodeshov. Shivatsa batamis. Vyotsa lachzabo. Mach mashen a bori. So a shlosha shiati ulo. It's as if he took a netter. And he's straight to Rosh. Yatz lino, died to lino kain lolam, and all kain afilu pamachat sorcha. If I decided I'm going to do it and did it once, he had Taras Nadarim. And what is, and you don't have, what is the pes with the charoto. Charoto, I didn't say blinera. Okay. He says, then he said, there are two types of minhagim, siog and precious. But someone does some stupid thing, that's not a minhag. That's not a minhag at all. And he says, that is the only thing they have a din minhag. There has to be some religious value in doing it. But if it's some, there's a minhag to do it this way, that way, the other way. That's why, for instance, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, said when they asked him about machine matzah, he said, the minhag is handy. The minhag was handy because that was the only thing available. Now there are the machines. He said, if it's whatever's good for chametz, what's ever good for lishma. Anything else, the fact they happen to have done it doesn't create a din minhag on that. So first of all, what is the Shulchan Aruch asking? It works with the mechanism of neder. Not every Rishon necessarily agrees with that. Number one, v'nogim issa b'dvarim hamutorim machnas shesurim shem esurim v'ave kilim kibul neder. He says, but not everybody agrees with that. That's what we get into Tolos. Yesh mishomer. It's the Rashba. Shem tov v'noig isav dov ha-mutav v'nishal v'tirin lo b'shlo sh'kein ha-toros nadar. V'im yodeh shem mutav v'noig bo b'isur em ha-tirin lo afilu ke'ein ha-toros nadar v'nabikilu kibla l'atzman ki'isurim sh'asurim Torah. But the Rashba does not believe in this. He said, so it's a machlokas v'shonim whether or not Hataras Nadarim works. The Rosh is very clear. Hataras Nadarim works. Very clear. The Rosh Ben Tshuva says it doesn't work. Shav Yinav Shech Ticha De Yisura. I accept it upon myself as an Isra and it becomes Isra. It is Shav Yinav Shech Ticha De Yisura. And the Ram brings one of the Tzodim in the Ram. Vahaminik, his first Rishona, says the Ramah. So the Machaber brings the two days, doesn't pass in the two days. So Zaki Kapitas would be here, who insists he only keeps Friday Alocha. That means he would be stuck with a Safek here. Okay. Okay, but Aminik is for Rishona. The Ramah Paskins Mutter. The Ramah Paskins like the Rosh, that's Midin Neder. Since Midin Neder, there's Hataras Nadarim. And what is the machlokas between the Rajba and the Rosh? Whether Aminik Batos requires Hataras Nadarim. Kabbalah Sarabim, Chola Aleihem, Val Zarom. If the Rabim is Makabal something. Here, first he talks about a Yochid's Menik. Since the whole thing is Midin Neder, that means even if I, as an individual, am Makabal upon myself, a certain thing, a certain Chumrah, etc., and I want to change my mind, I keep Rabbeinu Tam's mom as an example. It's a big machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim. I decided I want to be machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, and I decided it's a little too hard. I'm in Shidduchim, I want to go out in the summer, Motzei Shabbos, so therefore I want to be Matan Neder. So, what's the charotah? That you should have said bli neder. Okay. That is an individual being matir neder. Now we get to the issue. What the Rosh is talking about, does it apply to a Kabbalah's harabim? Kabbalas harabim chol aleihem v'alzarim v'afilu dvarim shel kiblu aleihem b'nei ir b'haskama ela shenohagu b'kein me'atzma lasos gedev v'siyog l'torah. Now, here we have another issue. That is what Tosus says. Tosus says there are two types of minhagim. There's minhag al pi tama chacham and minhag shelo al pi tama chacham. So in the chaber here, kabbalas harabim. The rabbim act this way. They never formally accepted it. There was nothing formal, just the way they acted. Kabbalas harabim chol aleihem v'alzar afilu b'dvarim shelo kiblu aleihem b'nei ir b'haskama ela shenohagu kein me'atzmam lasos gedev v'siyog l'torah. It's chal on them and on their children. V'chein habayim mechutz l'ir lo dorshim. But let's say you left one place where the minig was Isser and you come to a place where the minig is Mutter. So you like wherever you want to be. And this is the stira and the machaber between the two. Now, says the shach, very important shach. If I join a city and I'm chayv in the minig, daf geheichem a minig choshu shenog kein al pitam el chacham. Minig garua eno chayv las ketanos and shalob efneim efnei tam el chacham. Okay. Kosu hatosus. Who goes hatosus? The only thing that has a din of a minig is if it's done al pitam chacham. But if people decided themselves they want to do something, that's the shach. The machaber doesn't say it. That's the way the shach passes halacha. Okay, now, however, it's important to understand, there is an important Magen Avram. No one can really figure out completely what he's saying. Everyone I saw says, I can't figure it out. But in terms of the machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim, Pe'echot, I didn't see anyone who halacha passes like the Rambam. And what about the machlokas between the Rosh and the Ramban? It would seem that but it's not 100% clear that most people are knowing like the Rosh, some people like the Ramban. It's not 100%. You don't have a clear psak on that. But then you bump into something very important that's not going to get to many people here. What about a yeshiva bacha who comes for a few years daito lachsa? What is daito lachsa or ain't daito lachsa? So the Meiri says daito lachsa is 30 days. So someone comes here for more than 30 days, so he's considered Eretz Yisrael. However, if you take a look at most Rishonim, certainly Achronim, say no. That was Biskarov's psak. That seems to be the general psak. Daita Lachsa means as long as I intend sometimes in the future to go back and I haven't severed my ties where I came from, so it's Daita Lachsa. But what's the halacha of a yeshiva bacha who is definitely here for a certain, he's not just coming as a tourist, he's coming here for 2-3 years with a daito lachsa. What's his halacha? Now, in previous times, where did Yeshiva Bochum eat? Yeshiva Bochum did not eat. There was not a dining room. They were scattered among the Balabatim's homes in the city. Now the question is, what about the Balabatim who invited them? So we had Magensa, and we had Rhinus. Habochim ha'ochim ha'agensya, and there are all sorts of different minhagim about Bdikas Hareya, what's kosher meat and what's not kosher meat. Well, then Avraham and Simon Tov Samaches. Habochim ha'ochim ha'agensya me'bdikos ha'ku. They can eat wherever they want. They can. They don't. Are not. He begins the Maril. Maril's kash. Why? Question is why. They have to eat in different people's houses. They come from Rhinus where they had certain chumers. They come to Magensa where they have certain coolers. So what do you do? Can they eat there? They can't eat there. Or the Balabatim, who are hosting them, have to keep the chumras. The cause of morcha enu b'kiyim b'chumrei morcham shiyotzu mishom v'shahalochosh. The morcha says, there's no clip sock on it. Okay. Wait, are we talking about a suffix derives or not? But he changed the Issa B'Tos per Kama the Psochem. Now he has something else. You know, people throw around things without realizing these are very well discussed Psochem. Yerushalayim is no such thing as Minhag HaMakom, because people from all over the world come. Okay. Who talks about that? Everyone talks, the street talks about, but there's a Tosas about that. I want you to become intelligent consumers and, He says, the way he understands, the Maril understood Tosim Sochem, Yushalayim, Sferu Linhogbo, Isamaloch Berav Pesach, Kemish has Kabsim Shom, Avmokomo Shinogo Shom Yisr. Wow. So if you have people from everywhere, we take the Chumas from everywhere. Wow. That is how he's reading it into Tosas. You know, it's not so clear that's what Tosas is saying there. So it's not like there's no such thing. You have a place that people come from all over the world and have all. So Maril says you take all the chumas. Umikan, because of that, Noag shalechol panchin. There's something called panchen, whatever, I don't know what that is. Okay. So he was in Magensa, and in Rhinus they thought it was Osa. So therefore, since he would host, and you had Bachram from all over, apparently there's a big yeshiva in Magensa, and Bachram from everywhere were coming to this yeshiva with all sorts of different hagam. So the Maril says, therefore, in his house, he had all sorts of people from everywhere in his house. So he had the chumras of everywhere. Okay, with Tzorchi, he says, what is the difference? He says, between that and Bedikas Hareya. Because the difference is as follows. This goes back to Rabbi Hilton's always jumping the gun. Oh, he says. The Bedikas Hareya, there's certain minhagim that are based on noch shash deraisa, justice yog, etc. There's certain minhagim that are based on a psak and issa deraisa. So, when it came to panchen, when in Rhinus they paskin li issa, and in Magensa they paskin leheter, and two valid psakim what to do. So therefore, in a place where there is a general population of people from everywhere, So that is how the Maril understands the Mordechai. Okay. I call it Linira. So then comes in the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, and says something else. Let's just understand what he's saying. So I understand what he's saying in Psak. If a person has accepted a certain Psak, then it's Shavim Nafshel Chedichah Yisura. You can't give him to eat, except because your Malkum is different. And if you have a place where everyone has different menorgam, you have to take the maximum psak liyus. That's number one. But something that's just a minig mishum siyog, he says, not necessarily. Comes along the Magen Avraham and gives a whole different mahalach and a different understanding of what sin is about. He says, when the piece of meat is on the table, no one knows what the Bdikas HaRe'ah is about. Even though you're eating in public with 25 people there, but you don't know. So, that's considered Betzino. Okay, Betzino. Demino Yodeh Bachurim. The Bachurim don't know. Al Kabodek Yodeh. But wait one second. He's saying a very strange thing here. These people come from Rhinus where the Menegas is. They're here in Magen for 2-3 years and going back to Rhinus. So the question then becomes, Ein Echanami, the Menhorgim, but why the Minig of Magen, of Rhinus, is only Betzina? Why is it only Betzina? That's their Ikka. Somehow, the Magen Avraham says, no, they only have to keep the minig sheyotzei misham betzina. Or maybe, no, the Balabas. Balabas hasn't told them that, he said. But pancha was a certain type of meat, chalev, whatever it was. There was clear when it was on the table what it was. That's before Heshiv. Okay. So anything before Hesia that you have in a place you have joint menhagim that people know what it's about, you have to keep all the Isurim. So what, there's no such thing as Minig Yerushalayim when it comes to Meloch Erev Pesach. This is what the Magen Avraham says. In Yerushalayim you have people from everywhere. Even in something that's a siyog, you keep the maximum. That's Magen Avraham. Lini umashikotu l'hata the bachurim lechom abdikus mashma tesvirle the bachurim mikri daito l'achsa. He says, afu pisha daito l'moshan begim oshan. Mikomachon tzorchim. So what's he talking about? And then he brings from Mordechai, so he says, doesn't understand. Okay. Then he brings from a kolba. Mordechai b'nei magenzik k'vorm le'gamayze, tzrichim b'nei gamayze, lo'odiyom b'miksas v'om sh'nogam ankulus. And all sorts of things. Okay. And there's a kolba. Kolbo has a whole different thing. Kolbo says that Bochrim, who are in a place for 2-3 years, Daitam Lachso, okay, so then Medina, they have to keep the formers of both places. Because Daitam Lachso is Machai of them to keep Mechumas where they came from. But the fact they're here for 2-3 years means they're all, so they belong to two places. The Kolba. Okay. It's a very confusing Magen Avraham exactly what the Maskani is La Locha. When, okay. I'm thinking, as a result of this, certainly no one passes like the Rambam. Even the people who say that the Shulchan Aruch passes in Ilchus Pesach like the Rambam, but they... But they also agree that La Alocha Ein Alocha Kamos. I didn't see any poskim going paskin like that mechaber. Everyone takes from the Shach on down unanimously. Number one. Number two. Meaning the fact that it is midin neder. Here, the fact is a machlokas, major machlokas, how minhig works between the Rosh who takes the Gemara and the Dorim and the Rashba, whether it's midin neder, midin shavi nafshi chticha de yisur, somehow if I accept upon myself an isur, similar to what the Ramban says, it becomes also for me. Alochem shav yinash l'ticha l'isu nafkemina godo, whether or not this hataras nadarim for it. Okay, that's when a person has an individual haraga. So the Ramah is clear, says we paskin like the Rosh, it's midin neder. Now, minig mokum shibolosham. Now, minig mokum shibolosham. Here you have a machlok between the Rosh and the Ramban. It's mashma, but not clear. That most poskim go like the Rosh against the Ramban, not 100% clear. But the Magen Avraham now throws in two other factors. Factor number one: what do you do in a place that you have all the Minhagim people coming together? Talked about Yerushalayim. Talked about a place you have Yeshiva Bachrim coming from all over the world to this Yeshiva here. Some from Rhinus and some this and some here and some here and there. And the Maril says, if it's a Shaila Psak Halacha and a Shaila Deraisa, you go to Chorma. If it's a this, if it's a Minig Be'alma, after you go to Kula. The Magen Avraham doesn't like it. The Magen Avraham throws in something else. That it could be Yeshiva Bachram. We're here for 2-3 years with an intention of going back. Quote to Kolbo. Kolbo says, Yeshiva Baruch, intention of going back, are not okir themselves from where they came from, so they have to have Chumas Mokum Sheyot Samishon. But they also have to have Chumas Mokum Shebolashon because they want to be there for 2-3 years. So when it comes to when someone asks me about eating his Hershey bar in the dormitory, but sinner, so what is it? It is, it's assuming it's a machlokas and psak on a drabon and not a deraisa. Mitzumish yog. Okay. So, in Yerushalayim is a minig le'aso. And Yeshiva, now what about that is because it's b'fahesya. What about a Yeshiva bochur? So that if you're a tourist and you're eating in your hotel room is one thing. But a Yeshiva bochur, but a Yeshiva bochur who's here for 2-3 years, in addition to the Ramban, has another cheshbon the El Cheshmer he has is the Kolbo. That says, when you are in a place for 2-3 years, and with an intention of going back, you're not okay yourself from the original place, but you are part of the new place. So both of them want to know why I say not to have Stam Cholov here in Yerushalayim, even Betzina. That is, if I understand, my own personal psak. I know, but I feel that I have on the one end the Ramban. It's not a clear psak against it. Bufai Hesh, definitely Yerushalayim is a place where you have all the different people coming from everywhere on the Minhagim. And based on the Tosas and Psochem, you go with the Chumras of all the places. Even in a minute, because the basis of that Tosas is what? Doing Melocha Erev Pesach in the morning. But with Yeshiva Bachram, there's another factor. Morgan Avram, to see what the Morgan Avram's Matzkon is very unclear. You have another, there's the Kolbo. It says Yeshiva Bachram, who are here for 2-3 years with the intention of going back, have the worst of all worlds. Mokam Shiyotza Mishon, Mokam Shabola Shon. That is the Matzkona of the whole Sugya. And it's a Sugya. It's Kedai for you to go through carefully all the Shitas Rishonim to understand what it is for you. Because a lot, when people stop talking and throw around things, it's for me, you know, I try to block my ears, you know, because most of it is pretty stupid. You know, I have a rabbi back in America who told me so-and-so. Okay. I have a rabbi as a shach. I have a Morgan Avram. I have other rabbis who discussed this way many hundreds of years ago. Okay. This is Sugya Minog, Sugya Chulin. It's a Sugya Psochem. Sugya Nadarim. Okay. Now, where will we be going in Shkita? Well, we're up to Daf Yud Ches. We discussed at length the Sugya at the beginning of the second parak, whether or not, what is the Din Doraisa or Shechting, L'chadchila B'diyevet. Certainly B'diyevet, it's Oshnayim V'behemer Olecha Ba'ov. Is that a Din Doraisa too? What is the Din Doraisa? We'll go over again. We have Shitas Rashi and Tosas combined with Chav Zayin Amar Aleph with Chav Amar Beis about Malika. We have the Rashi and the Ramban in our Sugya to understand exactly what the Din Doraisa is. Then we go back to Daf Yud Ches. There are two parallel issues happening on Daf Yud Ches. It's a very confusing sugya. And there is the sugya Daf Yud Ches, Daf Yud Ches. First of all, defining what the area of Shechita is. Shechita in the corner. Shechita in the corner. The corner is made, the design of the corner of Ghana, you have like a horseshoe type cartilage with flesh down the back and flesh all in the center. That is the entire corner until it branches out into the lungs. At the bottom, it's clear what the shear is when it begins to branch out. Very clear. Okay, now, at the top, at the very top, you have a tabas hagadol, which is the top tabas, which is a total circle. And on top of that, you have a shipoy kova, something that comes more, not a pyramid that comes to a point. It's more like if those of you ever took plane geometry, you know what a trapezoid is? Trapezoid is, it comes like that, with a top like that, called a trapezoid. And at the top, very top of that, there are two little nodules on the top called the chitim. It's the top of the Sheba Kova. That's where the Sheba Kova Medina ends. The Chiti, two little nodules at the top. The Chiti. Okay. Here you have a machlokas, how much you have to shecht. What is Hagrama means doing it on top of the Mokom Ashrita. Can you and here it's a very, very complex thing. It's a weird Shitas Rashi, how to do it. And Tosa, and all the Rishonim. Exactly. But how high you can go. That's one machlokas in the Gemara. Can you go up into the Sheba Kova, or the top is the Tabas HaGadol? Number one. Number two. There's another machlokas. Let's say I do two-thirds in the right place, and I go up. Shochet Shnei Shlish V'Higrim Shlish. So I did a Kasha Shechita. But then I did something, I went out of the place. Does that parcel it backwards? Well, let's say all sorts of combinations. You have to see exactly what are the issues involved. But then there's an important Rashi Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And that's a very confusing sukkah. Hechlet b'miyot simonim. And Lafim Bezom Ra'alef does a Rashi. And the Gemara is one line. How to interpret that line, Rishonim go crazy. Then the other is Shochet b'miyot simonim. So Rashi understands what is that there's a machlokas. What happens if I went through the simonim right? And then I made a dove apostle in the last, after Rov, the animal is kosher, and then I make a psul in the balance. Does that pass the shechita backwards or not? And Rashi, it applies to Hagrama, all, everything. Tekel. And the Gemara has a tekel, according to Rashi. And all we've shown him, I'm trying to understand, yes, Rashi, not Rashi, maybe Rashi. This is the next topic. Okay, but begin with the Sugya Daf Chavzayim. Then we get to the Sugya that is understanding what is Shechita, Rov or not Rov, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. Me, the Rabbanon, certainly the Halacha, you have to shecht full to simonim kana and vesha. Is that a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? And number two, you have to shech to simonim in an oaf. Is that a chile d'rabbanan? Is that d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Okay. Be very careful. See that sugya, and we'll go through that sugya mitzvah assembly netter tomorrow. We've done most of it, but now we have to go inside solidly.